When Deputy Agriculture Secretary Krista Hardin visited the National FFA Convention last week in Louisville, she announced a new website designed to help recruit and educate new and beginning farmers and ranchers.
Why is a website important? Everybody has one these days. This one's very different, and there are many aspects of it, I think, that are very critical and going to be very helpful to anybody thinking about a career in agriculture. First of all, it's one-stop shop, and we partner with a lot of our NGO friends, private sector, sister agencies across the government. So someone thinking about a career in agriculture is going to get information from a lot of different sources. There's a checklist. If you're thinking about starting to farm a ranch, you can print out the checklist of the things you really need to be thinking about. But the most exciting part, I think, is our discovery tool, where you can actually put in personal information. It's a series of questions. And what happens is a tailored answer comes out. It's actually an interactive tool. So it's customized really for a new farmer rancher or a potential farmer rancher to questions they need to be considering. And then it gives them the places to go find those answers.
Hardin also announced that USDA has committed $5.6 billion over the next 2 years toward programs and services for new and beginning farmers and ranchers.
This is money that was in the Farm Bill and in our budget. The website helps you know how to address and access all those programs and activities that we have at USDA, technical assistance, financial assistance if you want to farm a ranch. So we really are putting an emphasis on the bench, who's going to be farming next. It's our veterans. It's more women. It's socially disadvantaged. It's people returning to home. We're talking about land tenure issues. What's going to happen with this land as it changes hands? How do we keep it in agriculture? That's one reason I'm here at FFA. These are the folks that we want to be involved in agriculture. It's policy decisions, it's communications, it's research, it's education, it's all the different aspects of agriculture.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.